After a couple of weeks, the Englishman recovered and thanked the chaplain and his wife and Lisbeth, especially Lisbeth, for their kindness. He was a traveller in the East and had come to the Shimla Hills to hunt for plants and butterflies. He said he must have fallen over the cliff while reaching out for a flower, and that his coolies must have stolen his baggage and run away. As Lisbeth refused to be advised by the chaplain and his wife, the latter spoke to the Englishman and told him how matters stood in Lisbeth's heart. He laughed a good deal and said it was very romantic, but of course he wanted to go back to England, where he was already engaged to a girl. They decided he would behave with discretion. Still, he found it very pleasant to talk to Lisbeth and walk with her and say nice things to her and call her pet names while he was getting strong enough to go away. It meant nothing at all to him and everything in the world to Lisbeth. She was very happy while the fortnight lasted because she had found a man to love. When he left, Lisbeth walked with him up the hill as far as Narkanda, very troubled and miserable. The chaplain's wife, being a good Christian and disliking anything in the shape of scandal, had told the Englishman to tell Lisbeth that he was coming back to marry her. "She is only a child, and I fear at heart a pagan," said the chaplain's wife. So all the 12 miles up the hill, the Englishman, with his arm around Lisbeth's waist, was assuring the girl that he would come back and marry her. And Lisbeth made him promise over and over again. She cried all the way back home, dried her tears, and then said to the chaplain's wife, "He will come back and marry me. He has gone to his own people to tell them so." And the woman consoled Lisbeth and said, "Oh, he will come back.